It was the early days of the United States' involvement in World War II. Soon after the attack on Pearl Harbor, Japanese subs prowled the West Coast. They attacked some freighters and tankers off the Central and South Coasts. There was fear the coast might be attacked or invaded.
People were worried about it. The Pacific Coast was seen as a great potential for an attack. There were at least 7 submarines off the California coast.
Historian Neil Graffy says today marks the anniversary of an almost forgotten part of that history. It was on February 23, 1942, that enemy gunfire fell for the first time in the U.S. mainland, and it happened in Santa Barbara County.
President Roosevelt was having one of his fireside chats. He started at about 7 o'clock, and about 10 minutes after he began speaking, the Japanese submarine, the I-17, surfaced off of Elwood. And for the next half hour, it fired anywhere from 17 to 25 shells. The accounts differ as people count what they heard.
Graffy says people throughout the region heard the shelling. But amazingly, no one was hurt, and there was only minor damage. The shelling was focused on the Elwood oil field.
Most just landed harmlessly. A few were duds. The worst thing that was hit was a couple of the piers were hit. The oil well pump on one pier was hit and gave a cracked reduction gear casing. A railing on a catwalk got splintered, and a shed was hit, and the Bankline oil pier was littered with shrapnel. One shell overshot by over 3 miles, landing at the Teclody Ranch where the Hollister family was. That was about it.
Time has claimed the eyewitnesses to the attack, but years ago, Graffy interviewed one of the oil workers who had a front row seat to the shelling.
Ted DeWeber, he was one of the guys working on the night shift there. And he and his partner were hearing these boom, boom noises. They were right there at the Elwood facility. They thought it was some of the engines backfiring in the pump house. So they went into this house, and there was like 15 or 20 motors that are going. Nothing was backfiring. And then we heard the noise again. We went outside, and finally we saw a shell land and explode not too far from one of the big storage tanks. And we looked and saw the submarine, and we got the heck out of there.
While the shelling didn't cause injuries or damage, it did create panic. Some people reported seeing lights in the mountains above Goleta, and there were claims that there were spies signaling the sub. Those reports were false. A well-known Santa Barbara County resident says the light actually came from a car he and his father were driving down through the hills to investigate the shelling.
J.J. Hollister tells the story. One of the accounts that happened at that time was saying that they could see that there was somebody signaling the submarine offshore, that there were lights flashing at the submarine from onshore. It must have been Japanese agents. Well, what JJ said was he and his dad were driving to try to find out what was going on. They were driving on the Teclody Ranch. Their car would go down a hill, up a hill, and so for people down below, as the car went behind a hill, the lights went off. You come up the top of the hill, lights went back on again.
While there were no spies, the shelling added to the post-Pearl Harbor hysteria, which victimized loyal Japanese Americans. It led to the infamous roundup of more than 100,000 people of Japanese descent who were interred for much of the war at what the government called relocation camps. The Supreme Court later ruled the actions illegal, and decades later, the federal government formally apologized and offered compensation to some of its victims. The onshore oil fields are long gone, but Graffy says there's a plaque on the site to commemorate the day that World War II came to Santa Barbara County.
There's a plaque out at the Sandpiper Golf Course, because that's where the part of where the refineries used to be, so there's a historical sign there.
Some of the logs from the oil facilities were used to build the Timbers restaurant in the Winchester Canyon area. The logs are said to have shrapnel from the attack. Later in the war, Japanese submarines shelled the Oregon coast and planes launched from subs dropped a few bombs, but there was only minor damage and no injuries. You can find out more about some slices of the region's history on historian Neil Graffy's website. You'll find a link at kclu.org. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.